That is a welcome sound. Not the wind. The bird. That, my friends, is the sign of spring. That is a robin sitting in a tree in our backyard. There's also, and hopefully he'll speak up, a blue jay. These two things are the clearest signs that spring has finally arrived. We saw a couple of robins in the backyard a couple of days ago, but then it snowed again. But now all that snow is gone again, and all the songbirds are out in the neighborhood. It's gone from just the sounds of wind and traffic and pedestrians to the sounds of blue jays. Thank you, Mr. Blue Jay. And robins and chickadees or sparrows or whatever the little itty-bitty birds are in the area. So, that means the winter nightmare is almost over and the springtime nightmare of low-lying flooding will begin in earnest. We've had some water in the basement due to melting snow. Hopefully, we'll be able to figure out why and get that under control without serious damage to our bank account. Just coming up on 10:30, Saturday, March 12th, here in lovely Michigan. And I'm recording this partly to get the bird sounds out, just to confirm to someone that it's spring out here. But also to extend wishes and warm thoughts to everyone I know over in Japan right now that's currently having to deal with their earthquakes and tsunamis and the aftermath therein. It's kind of weird. When this all broke out in Tokyo, in Japan, with the earthquakes, I went through my list of Twitter people, and there were I realized how many people that I follow that are in Japan. And I had to make sure every single one of them chimed in. Let everyone know that they were okay. And as of this morning, finally heard from the last one. But he apparently had been logged in on Skype all the time, so I really didn't worry about him. Excuse me while I close my gate. So, between everyone I know in Japan and this one person I know in New Zealand, I got a lot of worrying to do about people I can't possibly help. Just what a good hypochondriac potluck needs. It's something to actually worry about. But I'm trying to keep myself under control here. So, I don't know if any one of you are listening, but Scott and Rich and Chris, Joseph, all you guys, everyone else that's in Japan, we're thinking about you. Hold on. I'm gonna make it through one way or the other. And if worse comes to worse, plenty of housing here in the United States, you can always move back. Got plenty of open space. Ground's fairly stable here in Michigan. I mean, Michigan's really one of the better places, weather and geologic-wise. I think we've only got the one fault line in the area. We're not too prone to tornadoes. Hurricanes aren't a problem. The only thing you really have to worry about is, you know, getting buried in 10 feet of snow come wintertime. But I can see that my recording is already 30 seconds to ended. So we're going to wrap this up. And we got to go do some shopping. So until next time, this has been Jim from Michigan. Hello.